Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Desperado sa kanilang pag-apply ng visa ay bumabaling sa mga migration agent bilang kanilang pag-asa para sa bagong buhay sa Australia. Ngunit ayon sa ilang rehistradong migration agent, hindi lahat ng ahente ay maaaring mapagkatiwalaan. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang paglipat sa Australia ay madalas na isang mahaba at komplikadong proseso. Ayon kay Blaise Itabelo, isang dating refugee mula Congo na naging isang migration agent, habang ang mga tao na may mahusay na antas ng kasanayan sa wikang Ingles ay may kakayahang magsumite ng sarili nilang aplikasyon, ang paghingi ng tulong sa isang rehistradong migration agent ay maaaring makagawa ng kaibahan.
To submit your own application, you don't need a migration agent. Now, if you don't understand the language, even filling the form itself becomes difficult. There's legal requirement. If you don't understand the system, sometimes you don't even know what is required of you. And I think that is where the complexity comes.
Ang Refugee Advice and Casework Service o RACS ay nagbibigay ng libreng legal na payo, tulong at representasyon para sa mga pinansyal na nahihirapan at mga vulnerableng asylum seeker. Sinabi ng Principal Solicitor at Center Manager na si Sarah Dale, kung ang visa ng isang aplikante ay tinanggihan, ang taong iyon ay maaaring dumaan sa maraming proseso bago maabot ang pangwakas na resulta o kalalabasan. Naniniwala siya na mahalaga para sa mga naghahanap ng asylum na magkaroon ng legal na representasyon sa pag-navigate sa komplikadong legal na sistema.
If the department finds that you are not a refugee or you're not eligible for the visa that you've applied for, then if you are a person that came by boat, that appeal is sent to the Immigration Assessment Authority generally. Otherwise, you can appeal that decision at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which would be a second stage. If the AAT or the IAA agree with the department, then your only option is to explore judicial review in the courts. And that could be three levels of courts you could potentially go through in order to appeal that decision.
As of December 31, 2019, mayroong 7,229 na rehistradong migration agent sa Australia. 30% ng mga ito ay mga legal practitioners o mga abogado. Ang mga registered migration agents na ito ay regulated o pinangangalagaan ng OMARA o ang Office of the Migration Agents Registration Authority na pinamamahalaan naman ng Department of Home Affairs. Isang kamakailan na pagbabago sa batas sa migrasyon ay nangangahulugan na mga legal practitioner ay hindi na kailangan na mayroon ding hawak na rehistro bilang isang migration agent upang makapagbigay ng tulong sa imigrasyon. Sinabi ng registered migration agent na si Johanna Nonato na sino man na unregistered o hindi nakarehistrong agent ay hindi saklaw ng mga patakaran at regulasyon ng OMARA.
We are registered. We have a code of conduct. You know, just like registered nurses have licenses. So we have that. People who are practicing in Australia, who are giving advice or assistance with regards to migration or Australian visas, and they are not registered, that's illegal. So there are people who does that in Australia, but there's a lot of people doing that overseas.
Tinukoy ni Nonato ang isang grupo ng mga NARS mula sa ibang bansa na humingi ng payo ukol sa migrasyon mula sa isang education consultancy na nakabase overseas.
I have met some registered nurses whom were advised to study for a 3-year course. That's about $35,000 a year. They've spent that, and as a registered nurse, if you're qualified, you just have to study for 3 months. You gain registration. If you have the minimum points requirement, you can become a permanent resident. It's not fake. It's just that their business is to sell education. They don't have expertise on visa.
Samantala, mayroon ding mga illegal na ahente na nagagarantiya ng trabaho sa Australia.
Before you can gain a work visa in Australia, your occupation should be in our skills list for that visa. If it's not there, you're not eligible. Some would just give that idea that you'll be working here, but really they're applying for a visitor visa for you, you're not allowed to work. And that's when you find out that you've been scammed.
Mungkahi ni Del na tumingin at maghanap-hanap para ikumpara ang presyo at mga serbisyo ng mga registered agents. Anya, madalas ang mga scammer ay nangangako ng matagumpay na resulta ng visa, ngunit ang tanging tao na mayroon ng kapangyarihang iyon ay ang ministro para imigrasyon.
No one, not a lawyer, not an agent can guarantee you a positive visa outcome. If someone is suggesting that, that would be a red flag for me.
Ayon kay Itabelo, isang palatandaan ng mga scammer ay alinman sa dalawa. Sila ay mababa ang singil o kaya'y overcharging. Ang unang dapat gawin ay suriin at tignan sa website ng Omara kung ang isang tao ay isang registered migration agent. Dahil ang mga registered migration agent ay kontrolado at sumusunod sa isang code of conduct sa Australia.
People don't understand the process involved. When I'm assisting you, I have to sign an agreement with a client. Now, a fake migration agent will not, because they're not trying to be legally binded to anybody. So there must be an agreement. They must confirm your instructions in writing and all these sort of things that we abide by the code of conduct and we have to do as registered migration agent. They don't happen when people are not registered.
Ayon pa kay Nonato, binabantayan din ang code of conduct ng Omara ang mga bank account ng mga rehistradong migration agent bawat taon.
A part of the code of conduct is that if I take money from the clients, I put it in a client account. I don't touch that until I do the work. We have training every year, our CPDs. We go through all these hoops because we have to be registered. But hey, any person overseas can just give advice, make money out of it, and they're not under the Australian law.
Sa Refugee Advice and Casework Service, iba't ibang kwento ng mga tao na nabibiktima ng mga unethical na mga ahente ang nadidinig ni Dale. Ani Dale, mahalagang maghain ng mga reklamo sa Omara kung naniniwala ka na hindi sapat ang naging pagtulong sa iyo ng isang registered migration agent o kung ikaw ay naloko o na-scam.
And complaints can be made with the Legal Services Commissioner. Certainly, that person can be investigated.
Ayon sa pinakabagong taunang ulat ng Omara, 70% ng mga reklamo laban sa mga migration agent ay na-dismiss o kaya'y hindi ito sakop ng Omara. Sinabi ni Nonato, sa kasamaang palad, hindi sakop ng Office of the Migration Agents Registration Authority ang mga ilegal na ahente na nasa labas ng Australia.
So anyone practicing there, they can do what they want. It's really about how they get policed by their own country, where they are. But Australia per se doesn't have a way of controlling that.
Ani Nonato, sa unang konsultasyon, naglalaro sa $100 hanggang $300 ang bayad, depende kung isang junior migration agent o isang immigration lawyer ang iyong kausap. Iba-iba rin ang presyo para sa pagproseso ng visa, depende sa uri ng visa na iyong ina-applyan.
For permanent residency visa, I would think it would be between $3,000 to $5,000 because that's a long process. It can take 1 to 2 years to process that. There's partner visa, there's student visas. Education agents usually do not charge for student visas because they're not licensed to give advice on visas, but they do make money from the tuition fee. As a percentage.
Para kay Itabelo, minsan binabawasan niya ang consultation fee para sa mga kliyente na nakakaranas ng particular na kahirapan. Sinabi ni Itabelo na dahil sa coronavirus pandemic, lalong humaba ang panahon ng pagproseso ng visa. Nagdudulot ito ng higit na stress sa maraming mga aplikante na hindi tech savvy at nahihirapan na makipag-usap online. Mungkahi ni Nonato na humingi ng payo mula sa mga registered migration agents kahit na plano mong mag-lodge ng sarili mong visa application.
Migration law itself changes a lot and it's a bit difficult. It's complicated. It had become more complicated because of the pandemic. So I suggest that even if you still want to do it yourself, try to get advice first. You know, at least to make sure that you're in the right track.
Paunawa, mangyaring tandaan na ang mga komentong ibinigay sa artikulong ito ay pangkahalatang payo lamang at hindi nalalapat sa lahat ng mga kalagayan. Kung nag-aalala ka tungkol sa katayuan ng iyong visa, pinakamahusay na humingi ng legal na payo sa lalong madaling panahon. Kung sa tingin mo'y naloko o na-scam ka, i-report ang iyong kaso sa Border Watch Online Report.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.